For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Precious Saviour, and that's what we're remembering today. We're remembering, though, this is important, we're remembering with biblical knowledge. So it's not just a story about a baby that was born in a manger, but we remember why he came, who he was, and who he is today. Praise the Lord. So let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for sending your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you, Lord, for that wonderful, wonderful gift. And Lord, it is precious to us. The Lord Jesus Christ is precious. And Father, we ask that even today you, in our hearts, show us just how great this was and is. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Well, let's start off with 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. We're looking at our precious Saviour. And I pray that today you have a greater love for the Lord, a greater insight into who and what he is and what he has done. And as I said before, the Bible opens up our thinking and our understanding. Glory to God. We'll start from verse 1 and we're going down to verse 9, because this shows us a number of things about the Lord Jesus Christ and why he came. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Okay, the whole world is, the Bible says, in darkness, and it's lying in sin. But notice that love from the Father has been bestowed upon us. Glory to God. Verse 2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. So we see the definition of sin there. Sin is the transgression, the breaking or coming against of the law of God. And it needed to be dealt with. Verse 5, And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Isn't that wonderful? He was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Talking about our nature. We're no longer of the sinning nature. Okay? Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So you can see our nature now is not to be sinning, but to be doing righteousness. Verse 8, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. One of the major works of the devil has been to put a barrier between God and man, which he did in the Garden of Eden. Okay, he tempted mankind and they transgressed God's law and they became sinners. And of course, sinners beget sinners, and that's why now we need to have someone who is righteous and has taken our place and has given us his righteousness, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus, the Son of God, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Think about that. There's many works of the devil. Jesus has come to destroy that. Verse 9, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. So let's talk about the spirit of man. Okay, your spirit is pure and sin-free. Okay, you do not have a sin nature anymore. You have a nature whereby you've been born of God. Glory to God. If you're born of God, you can celebrate. You're no longer a sinner. You're no longer dead or separated from God in trespasses and sins. And that is wonderful news. That's something that the world has to hear. It says the world kneweth him not, but the world has to hear about it through the glorious gospel. Look at Matthew 1. Matthew 1. Matthew chapter 1, we'll look at verses 18 to 25. In this section of scripture, we see a statement about why the Lord Jesus Christ was born. Well, we saw that he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, to give us life. There is life in him, so that we could become righteous. Glory to God. And in Matthew 1, we'll start from verse 18. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus means Jehovah saves, okay? Jesus, he shall save his people from their sins. Do people need a saviour? Clearly they do. Okay. Verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. Another scripture says that. He was born of a virgin so that his blood could be pure and come from God the Father. Okay, so that's very important to understand that, the virgin birth. Verse 24, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Glory to God. It's a precious name, the precious name of Jesus. Precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's have a look at Matthew 20, verse 28. Matthew 20 and verse 28. You know, the Lord is doing a work in all those that are saved, and that work is to bring us more and more into a knowledge of what he is doing, what he has done, and what he is doing now, and his great desire and love towards people to bring them into salvation. And so we can be part of that, so that we can help. And as the Bible says, labourers together with God. Matthew 20, verse 28. That's what it says here. Even as the Son of Man came, not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Ransom talks about payment. A ransom for many. So that's the whole purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was completely out of love. Love. To give his life a ransom for many. Did he know he was going to go through the agony of the cross and going to hell? Yes, he did. But he did not want to allow man to stay in a sinful state, but to save his people from their sins. Glory to God. And so he came to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Will everyone accept him? Sadly, no. But those that do, they've been born of God. They've been changed. They've become righteous. And it's a wonderful thing to remember. He gave his life a ransom for many. See that word give? Give. Love is the greatest expression. The greatest expression of love is giving. And this is the greatest expression of giving here, in that the Lord Jesus Christ came. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's have a look again at 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And we'll start from verses 7 to verse 9. 1 John 4, 7 to 9. The Lord is precious to us. He's given his precious life, his precious blood. He was a ransom for many. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. A good thing to remember. 1 John 4, 7 to 9. And by the way, remembering not just at Christmas time, although it is like a beacon to the world, the Christmas time. Okay, even though there's certain corruptions, there's still truth in the message. And so it's a good time to talk to people as well. Verse 7, 1 John 4, 7 to 9 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." So that's the nature of God, isn't it? Love, love. And so love will come out of us because we've been born of God. Praise the Lord. Verse 8, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us." Think about that. "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." And that's eternal life. Live through him. And Jesus talked about abundant life. Live through him. So God sent his only begotten Son into the world. Begotten talks about a special birth. So that's a very important word. Begotten talks about that. It's the only begotten Son, means it's the only birth that was a virgin birth. Okay, so think about that. His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. We live through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So let's go through to a section of scripture we should know fairly well, in John chapter 3, verses 14 to 19. John 3, 14 to 19. So when we preach and teach others and tell others the gospel, we should do it with knowledge. Where was mankind? Dead in trespasses and sins, separated from God, in need of a saviour. They might think that they're right, they'll, by their good works I'll get to heaven. It's not the biblical way. The biblical way is the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, he said, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He is the way. And that's the one we should be pointing to, the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verses 14 to 19. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. What does God want? What's his desire? That people are not perishing and not going to perish, but have eternal life. So perishing means they go on and on and on in their sin, and eventually they're locked up in a place called hell, away from the Lord forever. But God wants you to have eternal life where you're living with him forever. You're in his will and you're connecting with him forever. Verse 16, for God so loved the world that he, notice that word, gave his only begotten, there's that word again, begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. As soon as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and are born again, your everlasting life, your eternal life in God starts. You are born again, you have eternal life. And eternal life is all about quality of life, living forever with God in his kingdom. In fact, the psalmist says, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. We have only a dim understanding of just what is to come. And this life, as the Bible says, is a vapor. It's a short period of time, so let's make the most of it to do the things that glorify the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Think about that. The world is already condemned. The world is already guilty before the Lord because it's dead in trespasses and sins. That's why it says that the world through him might be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the curse, saved from sin. Okay? And it's only through the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's why God sent his Son into the world. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Can you see that if you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you don't have him as your Saviour, the condemnation remains. The guilt remains. The sin remains. So much the need for the Saviour, the precious Saviour. So much the need for him. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light, and Jesus called himself the light of the world, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. It's a sad thing, but let's take every advantage, every opportunity in the Lord to speak for the Lord. Okay? You might be the one witness that the Lord can use to reach a person. You might be that one. Just open yourself up to the Lord. Say, Lord, use me as you will. Use me as you will in the name of Jesus. And he'll do it. He'll honour that if you prayed it in faith. Let's have a look at Titus 3, 4 to 7. The Lord, as I said before, is doing a work in our lives, in this church. I see it all the time. I see the Lord doing good things in people's lives. And as, the more we yield to the Lord, the more we get our word level up, the more we go forward in him, not backwards, but forward, the more he can use us, as we said, to reach out to the world. Titus, and we're looking at chapter 3, verses 4 to 7. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Saviour toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. He's merciful, isn't he? By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You're now an heir in God. Glory to God. Heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Heirs. Think of yourself as an heir. And it's not by works you've done. Everything you have has come from the Lord. Everything good, that is. All your abilities, just yield it to him. Yield yourself to him. Even at this time, say, Lord, with a renewed understanding of you, I yield myself to you. Glory to God. And just one last section of scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter 2, 7 to 9. 1 Peter 2, 7 to 9. And I want you to see this word precious. Verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. Wherefore also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. We are no longer walking in darkness. We're in the marvellous light of God. And we call the Lord Jesus Christ precious. We call him our Saviour. We call him our Lord. We say that he is the way. There are those that are disobedient because they stumble at the word. You know, the first word that must come to them is the gospel, that they need the Lord Jesus Christ because they're sinners. And the glorious gospel can come and open up things to them. But let's be open to the Lord and say, Lord, open doors that we may speak. Open doors that we can walk into and say things to people. Glory to God. I pray that today you see the preciousness of your Saviour, an understanding, a renewed understanding of just what he is wanting to do with your life. And each of us have wonderful gifts that have been given to us by the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer and open ourselves up to the Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Oh, we praise you and thank you. We are so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ was born to save people from their sins. We thank you, Lord, that we have been saved through what the Lord Jesus has done. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Glory to God. We praise you, Lord. Help us even this week to be witnesses for you, to be people known as the righteous, as people with light in our lives, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.